Mishnayis Psachim Perik Ches. This is learned Leilu Nishmas Sarerelke Basarib Shnei Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away in Achron Shal Pesach. I love him. Tovshin Ayin. Mishnayis is learned Leilu Nishmaso Tahei Nishmaso Trura Betrei Rachayim. Mishnah Aleph. Ha'isha Bizman Shehi Beveis Bailo. A woman who is in her husband's home, and shachad aleha bailo, and the husband slaughtered the korban pesach. He thought that his wife should also eat from this korban pesach. V'shachad aleha aviha, and when her father slaughtered his korban pesach, he thought that his daughter should also eat from his korban pesach. So then the halacha is that toichal mishal bailo, she shall eat from her husband's korban pesach. But if she says that she wants to eat only from her father's korban pesach, not from her husband, so then she can eat from her father's. Holcha regel rishin lasi beveis aviha, if she went on the first day Yom Tov after the wedding to her father to celebrate the Yom Tov with her father, and the first Yom Tov was Pesach, shochat aleha aviha, and her father slaughtered for her, she should eat from his korban Pesach, v'shochat aleha baila, and her husband also slaughtered for her, she should eat from his korban Pesach, toichal b'mokam shehi roitzeh, so then she can eat from whichever korban Pesach she wants. Yosim sheshochtu olav apotrupsim, an orphan who had two caretakers that were taking care of him, and each of the caretakers counted that the orphan should be eating on their korban pesach that they shechted. So he's counted on the two different korban pesachs of the two caretakers, the two apotrupsim. Yoichal b'mokim shuhureitza, then he can eat by whichever apotrupus, whichever caretaker he wants. Eved shal shnei shutofim, a slave of two partners, that two people bought a slave in partnership, and the owner counted the slave on his korban pesach, one of them, one partner, and the other partner counted him on his korban pesach. Lo yoichal mishel shneim, so he cannot eat from both of their korban pesach unless both owners agree that he should eat the korban pesach from one of them. Misha hoya chetzi eved v'chetzi ben chayrin, when one was half a slave and half free, lo yochal mishal rabbi, then he shall not eat from the korban pesach that his master slaughtered, but he has to eat from his own korban pesach. The bar tanura. So we say here that ha'isha, that the woman while she is in her husband's house and they both shechted for her, they both slaughtered the korban pesach for her, then she should eat from her husband. Toichal mishal bailo. Zokt the bar tanura, that's kol zman shalei pirsha, as long as she didn't specify shedaito mishal aviho, that her mind is that she's going to be eating from her father's, limnois al shel bailo, just a few words, kolz mashele pirsha shedaito b'shelovia, for as long as she hadn't specified that she has in mind to eat of her father's, so then we say the mistama daito limnois al shel bailo, so then the assumption is that she is going to that she has in mind to eat from her husband's. What happens if holcha regel rishin lasi beveis aviha, if the first holiday she was going to her parents' house, shalachar, says the partanura, shalachar nisueha, the first holiday after the meeting, after the marriage, she was going to her parents' house, she came derecha nisueis, this is the custom of the young married woman, lalechas lebeis avihin, to go to their father's house, they both had shechted a carbon for her, her father and her husband. So we say that toichal b'mokam shehi roitzeh, she can eat where she wishes. Says the bar tanura, okigoin she'eino ridufa Adhena Leilach Lebeis Aviha Todir, that she was not sort of chaste up till this point to always go to her father's house, because this is the first time, the first marriage. So the first time, so we're not sure. Hilchach Masafkilom Behei Nichala. So therefore, we're not sure at this point which one she prefers. So therefore, we say Teichel Mokam Shireitz. She eats where she wants. What happens if we have apotropsim? That the two caretakers shechted the apotropsim shechted for the yisaimim. Says the Bartanura, Yosim Shehoyu Leshne apotropsim. They're talking about an orphan who had two caretakers. Vimno ze al pischoy veze al pischoy. This one counted him on his Pesach, and the other one counted him on his Pesach. So he says that leyachal mishem shneim. He should not eat of both of them. Loy mi pischoy shel ze, veloy mi pischoy shel ze. He cannot eat. Not this is already not by the apotropsim. We say he should eat whichever one he wants, but by the slave who belong to two partners over there. The halacha is the Mishnah says, "Lo yechol mishashneim, lo yimishal pischa shel ze." Not from this one, lo yimipischa shel ze, and not from the pesach of the other one. The mi noisan reshus lechelik ha'echad. Who gave a permission for one portion? Lihimonisim ze, that he should be counted with this one. Ve'en lo itakone. There is no other way to have this done. El imkein rotzu shneim sheyimone im ha'echad, unless they both agree that he should be counted with one of them. What happens in the case where misha chetzi avid chetzi ben chayrim, one who is half slave and half free person? It's talking about if there's two owners owned the slave and one of them freed the slave. So then we say lo yechol mishal rabbi, you should not eat from his masters. Avol mishal atzmei oichel, but he can eat of his own. The kivon the dino havi, since the halacha is the koyfin es rabbi the koysev lo get shichrer, that we force the master, a master who has a slave who is half free and half belongs to him, we force the master that he has to write him a document of freedom. So Aval P Shadayin Lenishtachr, even though he has not yet freed him, nevertheless Haru Ken Ben Chayrin, he is still considered to be as a free person. Hilkach, therefore, Oichel Mishal Atzma, he eats of his own. He has to count himself on the Korban Pesach and not from his master. Mishnah Beis Ha'oimer La'avdo Itzei Yushchoit Alayis HaPesach. One says to his servants, go and slaughter for me the Korban Pesach. Shochat Gidi Yoichal. If this slave went and slaughtered a goat, so then the owner can eat from the goat. Shochat Tle Yoichal. If the slave went and slaughtered a sheep, so then the owner can eat from the sheep. Shochat Gidi Utle. If the slave slaughtered both a goat and a sheep, yoichal min harishon. So the owner should eat from the first one that the slave slaughtered, and if it's a sheep and afterwards the, if it's a goat and then the sheep, then he should eat from the goat. If he shechted, slaughtered first the sheep and then the goat, then he should eat from the sheep. But what happens if the owner said that he should slaughter, and he told him something particular, whether he told him a goat or a sheep, he told him one of them, but shachach ma amar le rabbi, but the slave forgotten what the master had told him. Ketzad yase, so what should the slave do? Yishchat le ugdi, so the slave should slaughter both a sheep and a goat. V'yoymar, and then he shall say, im gdi amar le rabbi, if my master told me that I should slaughter a goat, kedisha loy, so then the goat is for him, utleshali, and the sheep should be for me. V'im kleo mali rabbi, and if my master told me to slaughter a sheep, hatle shaloi, so then the sheep should be his, ukedisha li, and the goat should be for me. Shochach rabbi ma omer loy, if the master forgot what he told the slave to slaughter, and the slave slaughtered a goat and a sheep, shneim yetzu lebeis hasreifa. So then both the goat and the sheep need to be burned. Upturim melasis pesach sheni, and they are both of them, the owner and the slave, are exempt from making another korban pesach in the pesach sheni in the month of Iyar. Says the Bartanura, shochad gidi yoichal. So the Mishnah said that if he just told him to shecht him without telling him which kind, he told him to shecht from a Pesach, so whether he shechted the goat or he shechted the sheep, the master can eat. So what's the chiddush here? Says the Bartanura, shochad gidil yoichal, the rabbi, his master, can eat mimenu from the goat. Although that in all other holidays of Pesach, Rogil Todir Bitle is always used to using a sheep, Kivan Deloy Pirish, since he hadn't specified Loy to him what he should get him, Olay Samach, he relied on him, so whatever he got him, that is okay. He can eat from it. What happens if he shechted both a goat and a sheep? Then the Mishnah says, Yoichal min harishin. Then he eats from the first one that he shechted, whatever it is. And what happens with the second one? Says the Bartanura, Vahasheni, and the second one, Yisoref, should be burnt. Ubi Gemara mukilo, and the Gemara interprets this case that it's Dafke b'molach b'melech o'malka. That this halacha that you can eat from the first one applies only by a king and a queen who send their servant to go ahead and make the Korban Pesach for them. Is the Amri, there's those that say, Mishum Sholem Malchus, because of peace of the government, we allow this, as we'll see, because for ordinary peace we would not allow this. And the Is the Amri, others say, Mipnei, because a melech and a malka, a king and a queen, shesemchim alav dehem, they rely on their servants. Vein makpidin al suudosim, and they don't care so much about what their meal would be. Im gedoyim im tloim, whether it's goats, whether it is sheep. Hilkach yechel min harishin, that's why he eats from the first one. Kivon de leka kepeda, since they don't really care. The Barishin Yotri Dechavosim. So once the first one was shechted, they already fulfilled their obligation. So that's why they only eat from the first one. And the second one they burn. Aval in Shida Almo, but ordinary people, not king and queen, the Kabdi that do care, Lo Yechal, Lo Min Arishin, Lo Min Asheni. Then he shouldn't eat not from the first and not from the second one. The Kaimalon, because we know the halacha is that ein nimnin al beis psochim ki echod, that you cannot count yourself on two korban pesach together, and lechel ezem hem sheyirza, to eat which one I want. So a person cannot say, okay, I'll be part of this korban pesach, I'll be part of the other korban pesach, and then I'll make a decision which one to eat, because the ein breda, we don't say that you can choose now, and that would apply to before. And when he wants to eat from one, so maybe during the shechting he did not have his mind on this one. So therefore, by the ordinary people, if he shechted, if he slaughtered for a korban pesach a goat and a sheep, he cannot use either one of them. But by the king and queen, then it's okay. Or either because just Sholem Malchus, or because they rely on their servants. What happens if his master did tell him and he forgot? Shochach Masha Omar, says Bartanura, Shapir Shloi, he did specify Gidi Oikle, a goat or a sheep, but this one forgot. So what should he do? So then he should shecht it in a conditional way. He should say, Shechbod, he says, if the master told me a goat, so that belongs to my master, and the gidi will belong to his master, and the sheep will belong to him. The tleh shali, and then the tleh will be mine. says the Batanura, the Gemara Mukila, the Gemara interprets this, keep going, for example, Shaholach Ha'eved Eitzel Roye Harogil Eitzel Rabbi. The servant went to a shepherd who is accustomed by his master, whose master does business with, Veroitze Betakanosoi, and he wishes that he should be able to do the right thing. He wishes to help the servant. So he says to the servant, "Im gidi amar loch raboch, if it's a goat that your master has told you, gidi shaloi, the gidi is your master's, but le shaloch, and the sheep should be his. Amnas shein lech raboch reshuzboi, on the condition that your master has no rights to it, the kai gavna kon ha'evet. In this situation, the slave actually acquires the sheep that the master didn't save for. The lav hochi, because if it's not in this particular case in which the shepherd specifically gives it to him on the condition that his master has no rights to, mashe kon ha'evet kon rabbi. What the servant owns, the master's owns, v'nimtzu'u shneim shel rabbi, and then they turn out that they're both belong to his master, and then he cannot be counting on both sheeps unconditional on the condition, as we said earlier, that you can't, if the master owns both of them, the gedi and the tle, then we say embreira, and he would not be able to shecht either one of them for his master. And then he says, but on the other hand, im tle min rabbi, then he says the tle would belong to my rabbi, the gedi is mine. But in this case, his master only owns one, and whichever one he owns, that's the one that is the Korban Pesach. If his master, the Mishnah says, I also forgot what he told him, so now he also doesn't know what he really gets, so then we say that they both go out lebeis hasreifa. You can't use either of them, but they're potter from making a Pesach Sheni. Puturim elasis Pesach Sheni. They're exempt from making a second Pesach. Da'af al gav, although the shneim yitzin lebeis hasreifa, that the gedi and the tle, both of them, go out to be burned, ve'inu necholim, and they're not eaten, nipnei she'ein hamenuyim nikorim, because those who counted are not recognizable. But mihu shchita uzrikem al yasihi. There is nevertheless a good shechting, the slaughtering and the sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach is okay. Choda ahai v'choda ahai, one for the master and one for the servant. The kame shmaya galion, because in front of the Hashem it's open, he knows which is the right one, so they can't eat it, but the carbon was brought. Mishnah Gimel Ha'imer Lebanov, when one says to his children, Hareini Shoichet Asa Pesach, I will slaughter the carbon Pesach, Almi Sheyalami Kem Rishon Yerushalayim, of the person who would first come to Yerushalayim. So the Korban Pesach will also be on his name. And the rest of the children will get the Korban Pesach from this one, the one who came first. He will give it to them. Kivon shehichnis orishon reishu v'druba yizocha b'chelke. So as soon as the first son went into Yerushalayim and with his head and majority of his body, so he already merited the Korban Pesach. Umezake sochiv imay, and then he gifts it to his brother. They should also have a portion in the Korban Pesach together with him. La'olam nimnin olav, you can always be counted on the Korban Pesach. That means as many people as he wishes can count, become part on the Korban Pesach. As long as there is for each person a size of an olive of the Korban Pesach, you can bring in as many people as you wish. Nimnin umayishchinas yidei menu. You can also be counted for a certain Korban Pesach to participate, be it part of the group, and then you can sort of separate yourself achi yishchot until the Korban Pesach is slaughtered. Rav Shimon, Omer, Rav Shimon says that you can count on the Korban Pesach as long as it's alive, and you can separate the Korban Pesach even after it was shechting. Until you sprinkle the blood of the Korban Pesach, you still can go ahead and get off and uncount yourself from that Korban Pesach that you counted yourself on. Says the Bartanura, in the Mishnah, it says that one who says, I'm going to share the Pesach, whoever is going to go first to Yerushalayim. So Bartanura explains, the reason he says this is Kidei Lezarzen Komer, he's trying to get them to act swiftly, Sheyizdarz Kol Echod, so each one of them should hurry Li Yisrishin, to be the first one. Umiyu, nevertheless, Kolbon of Himne Allah Pesach. He appointed and he counted all of them, his sons, on the Korban Pesach. Ela She'osei, She'yale Rishen, the one who goes up first, Yiske Rishen, he gets merits first. The Chol Echav and all of his brother, Yisku Acharov Al Yodei, will merit after him through him. So then, the halacha was that until when he comes into Reisha Verubei in Yerushalayim, he was Zeche. The one who came first to Reisha Verubei, the majority of his body in Yerushalayim, he was Zeche. Then we learned the Mishnah says that a person can count and remove themselves only until, as long as the animal is alive, until the Shechtik. But Rabbi Shimon disagrees. And Rav Shimon says, "Achi Yizrak Adom," until he sprinkles the all of us Adom, until the blood was sprinkled upon him. So he says, "La'olam yochel lemoshech." He's talking about a person can withdraw. Afilu achar shchita, even after the shchita. So, if one person wants to withdraw after the Korban Pesach was shechten, it's okay. Achi yizrak adam, until the blood is sprinkled. After sprinkling the blood, then you cannot withdraw. However, Moed Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon agrees to the Tanakhama, they nimnin el achi yishchat. That counting you have to do before the animal was shechten. But to withdraw, you can do even after the shechting. Loch is not like Rav Shimon, but even to withdraw, it has to be done while the animal is alive. Once the animal is shechten, then you're stuck with that Korban Pesach, and that's the one you have to go with. Mishnah Dalet, Hamimane imay achin bechelkei, one who has a part in the Korban Pesach. Added and took partners to his portion, and the rest of the group doesn't know about it. He added some people to himself. So then, Rashoin b'nei Chabura. So then, the rest of the group they are permitted litn loy shaloi, give him his portion, v'oichel mishaloi, and he eats his portion with his partners that he shared in that part. V'hein oichel mishalahem, and they will eat their portion. Says the Bartanura, Hamemane Achirim al Chelkoi, one who appoints other people on his portion. So he says that means Echod Mibnei Chabura, one of the people, the group of the people that was part of the Korban Pesach, Shehimna Achirim al Chelkoi. So he went and he appointed other people on take part in his portion that he has within the group. Beloy Das Chabura, without the consultation and the consent of the rest of the group. So we say Rashoyim b'nei Chabura loymer loy. So then the rest of the other the people of the group can tell him Tul es shaloch, take your portion of the Korban Pesach, v'tzei and go out ve'echel ato v'charo v'recha, and you go and eat with your group. She'ein b'nei Chabura misratzim, because this group of the people are not in agreement. Li yis kol elu hadeyos b'chaburos, and that all these opinions should be in their group. the Islay Lahai Tana, and this Tana is of the opinion that Pesach Nechal bebeis Chaburis, that you can eat the Korban Pesach in two groups. Mishnah Hei, Zov Shadosh Deidi is a person who saw two times the flow. So then he is becomes tummy for 7 days, but he doesn't have to bring a carbon afterwards. Shechtin olav bashvi, so you can shecht count him for him on the carbon Pesach if erev Pesach is the 7th day of his tumah. The only thing is, before they shecht, he should immerse himself in the mikveh, he should go tefillah, and at night time he would be permitted to eat from the Korban Pesach. But what happens to Rosh Cholish if he saw three times ziva, the flow? So then he is, in addition to being tummy for 7 days, so he's not permitted to eat the any sacrifices until he brings on the 8th day a korban for his tumah, for his defilement. But the shecht in Allah bishmini shalai, you can shecht for him the korban Pesach if erev Pesach is his 8th day from his impurity, from his tumah, even though they had not yet brought his carbon, the carbon for the Zav. But as soon as he gave over to the animal, to the Beis Din of the Kohanim, you are already permitted to shecht the carbon Pesach for him. What happens with Shemeres Yoim Kineged Yoim? The halacha is that a woman that sees blood of Anida, even if she sees it one day, she is a tamei for 7 days min ha-Torah, from the Torah. And if she immerses herself on the night that is after the 7th day, then she is tahir, she is clean. And if she sees on the next day, on the 8th day again, then she has to wait till the following day, which is the 9th day, before the night. That means Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim, that she waits 1 day corresponding to the day. So if on the other day, on the 9th day, was Erev Pesach, Shechtin Olah B'Sheni Shala, so you can shecht the Korban Pesach for her on her 2nd day, which is the 9th day, really from the beginning. Ra'aso Shnei Yomim, but if she saw blood for 2 days, which means like the 8th and the 9th day, Shechton Allah Bashlishi, so then you can shecht for her the Korban Pesach on the 3rd day of her seeing, which is the 10th day, if that happens to be Erev Pesach. Hazova, but a Zova, which means that she saw 3 days, one after the other, which is the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th. So then she becomes Tamei for 7 days, the 5 7 days, and the 8th day she has to bring a Karbonis. So Shoichtin Allah Bashmini, so then you can shecht for her on the 8th day. If the 8th day is at a Pesach, then you can shecht for her the Korban Pesach. It says the Bartanura, Zov Shero Shteiriyis, a Zov who saw two seeings. So the Batanura, so then Shetomei, that makes him Tomei Tumas Asayin. He becomes impure for 7 days. But the Ainton Korban, he does not need a Korban. So then, Shechetin Olav, you can Shecht on him on the 7th day. Ve'afal pi, although Shaloi Harif Shimshay, that his son hasn't set yet on the 7th day, and he still has to wait before eating kachim. He has to wait for Erev Shemesh. Still, you can shecht on him. But vuhu, the condition is shetaval b'shas hashchita, that he has immersed himself at the time of the shchita. And the reason why it's okay, the chazi lemechel leurta, because he is fit to eat at night time. And the davke tome meis sheshchal shvi shalei B'yudalad nitcha lepesach sheni. It is only specifically a person who is tamei by touching a corpse whose seventh day comes out on the 14th, and then we say we push it off to Pesach Sheni. Afal gav dechazi lemechal leurta, although he is fit to eat in the evening. Kediksiva, it says Mamidbar Tes, it says vahi anoshim asher hoyu tmeim lenefesh odom. There were people who were defiled because they touched the body, a nefesh odom. They could not make on that day the Pesach, and we say they couldn't make it on that day, but towards the evening they were able to eat it, and they were allowed to eat the Pesach, and they were pushed off the second Pesach. But on other tumas, not tumas meis, if they are fit to be eating at that night, loy leurta, I mean at night time, shechtin olav, then you shecht for them, b'avapi shaloy hariv shimshoy, even though that the sun did not set yet, as long as he went to the mikveh at that time, and he will be able to eat at night, you can do, and the tmei meis is an exception. What happens if Rosh Shalish, if the Zav sees three, so then Leichazi LeMeichel, then he's not fit to go ahead and eat Kachim and the Korban Pesach Ad Demaisi Kapora, until he brings the atonement, which is a Korban. So then Shoichatin Olav, then you can Shecht on for him Im Chal, says the Bartanuri, Im Chal Shmini Shaloi Be'erev Pesach. So if his eighth day, which is the day that he brings the carbon, turns out to be an Erev Pesach, afilu lo hevi kaparosoi, even if he hadn't yet brought his carbon, but v'hu shenosun karbonosu lebezdin, but conditional that he has already given the karbonos to the best. Now he's talking about shemeres yoim keneged yoim, talking about the woman who has Sor the dam. So we say that she has to watch one day for the day that she saw. Haroya, says the Bartanur, Haroya toich yud aleph yoim. If she sees in middle of the 11 days, Shebein nida lenida, which is in between one nida and the other nida. So then the boyil is sepuri yoim hamachar. So then she needs to count one more day to her tumah. That's the yom kineged the yom that she saw. So then shoychetin aleha b'yom hasfira, you can check for her for the day on the day of her counting. The kivan shesofra, since she counted miktsas hayom, part of the day muteres litvel, she can immerse herself. The afal pisha mechuseres her of shemesh. Even though she's still lacking the sunset with the night time, nevertheless, Sheikh Tin Allah, you can Sheikh for her. And the same thing the Mishnah said, if she saw 2 days, and then she has to count the third day, so you can Sheikh on her on the third day, the Mishnah said. What is the din v'hazova? Azova says the Bartanura Shero so Gimel Yomim Ritzufim, that she saw 3 days consecutively. That's within the 11 days that are between the two nidas. Utzricha Lisper Zayim Nikiim, and then she needs to count 7 clean days. And then Lahavi Karban, and then to bring a Karban on the 8th day, Shechtin Allah Bishmini, so then you can shecht on her, on for her, the Korban Pesach on the 8th day, just like before, and you know, the Korbanos have to be given over to her Korban to the Bezdin. L'cher, the Matnur doesn't say that, but L'cher, the Korban has to be given over to Bezdin as before, and at night time, when she will, when the sun will set, then she will be able to eat. Now, on the eighth day, she already immersed herself in the mikveh on the seventh day. She counted the 7 nikim, and she went to the mikveh on the seventh day at night time. The only thing is, she didn't bring the korban yet. The eighth day comes out to be an Erev Pesach. that eighth day, again, like as long as she gave the korban to Beis Din, you can shech the korban Pesach for her. Mishnah Vav Ha'oinen, a person who's an oinen, which one of the seven relatives dies and before the burial is called an oinen. And Pakeh Sagal, and one who removes a heap of stones, which or earth that fell upon a person, and you're not sure if the person is alive or he's dead. And also a person who was promised that he would be let out of prison on Erev Pesach. And a person who is sick, v'hazokin, and a elderly person, shehem yicholim lechol kizayis, that are able to eat a size of an olive of meat, shechet aleim. For all these, the Mishnah says, we can shecht them. Whether the person is an onan, whether the person who is digging the heap, or the person who's sitting in jail, or a sick, or an older person, they're able to eat a kezayis, you can shecht for them the korban Pesach. But al kulam, but all, for all these people in shechtin aleim bifnei atzmam, you cannot shecht for them if they're the only ones that are counting on this korban Pesach. Shama yevias haPesach they psul, because they might bring this korban Pesach that it becomes disqualified. Because the oinen might need to and defile himself to the body, and the person who's removing the heap, he might find that the person is dead, and the person who's in jail, maybe they won't let him out. He says that the jail is not in Yerushalayim, because in Yerushalayim, there's no problem, you can bring in the korban Pesach to jail. But we're talking about coming from outside, and a sick person or an older person, they might think that they can eat, but they might not be able to eat. So therefore, if they are the only ones that are counting on the korban Pesach, you're not allowed to shecht the korban Pesach, only for them. Lefikach, therefore, since we're allowed to count them to other people on a korban Pesach, so if the Korban Pesach was slaughtered and you sprinkled the blood, if it happened that they were disqualified, Peturim Lasis Pesach Sheni, so they are exempt from having to make another Korban Pesach, a Pesach Sheni in the second month of in the year, Chutz Min Hafakeh Hagal. Only the one who was digging the pit and he found the person dead, so he does have to make another korban Pesach in Iyar. Shehu tamei tchilosi, because he was tamei from the beginning when he began to dig. So then the korban Pesach that was slaughtered for him was a mistake. Says the Bar Tanura, ha'oinen va'mefakeh chesagal. Ha'oinen, what is the oinen? Kozman shele nigbar hanmeis, as long as the body hasn't been buried, kori oinen, he's called an oinen. The one relative who has to mourn, I mean, is one of the seven relatives that one has to mourn, and before the burial, he's called an oinen. Kori oinen, he's called an oinen. Ulachar shele nigbar, and after he buried, kol yem amise hu kori oinen. The entire day of death, he's called Noinen. V'layla shel acharov, and the night that follows the day of death, hu Oinen midrabanon, he is considered an Oinen. The Chacham continued the dialogue of Oinen. V'loy hamidu divrehem b'mokim koreis gabi Pesach, and the Chachamim did not stand in their words, because not eating the Pesach is a kares, So since the Oinen already has completed during the daytime and at nighttime, the Oinen is only continued midrabonon, Hilkach Shechtin Olav, that's why you could Shecht for the Oinen, Dilura to Chazi, because for the nighttime he will be fit, Minatoira, and the Rabonon gave up their position. So therefore the Oinen, and also Vamifakeach Esagal, or Mifakeach Bagal, says the Bartanura, one who is opening the heap, Shenofal al Odom, it fell on a person, Veinayidu, and it is known him Yitzenu Chai Emes, if they will find him alive or dead, then Shechetin Olav, then you can Shecht for that person. So that person who is digging is assumed that he is clean. Unless we find out that he's become tummy. And also the other ones that the Mishnah mentions, that they promised them to let him out of jail, a sick person, an older person, that are able to lick his eyes, you can shechet in aleihem, you can shecht of them, says the Bartanura. This is talking about in other groups, as the Mishnah continues, but not by themselves. Because if you shecht of themselves, we're afraid, Shemo yivi'ul deipsul, because they might bring it to be possible, says the Bartanura. First of all, so Shemo yitma oinen, the oinen might become tome limeisoi, metech tirdei, to the one who died because of his preoccupation. Umifakeh gal, and the one who is opening up the heap, Shema yimtza enu meis, he might find the person dead. V'nimtza shehei hil alatuma, so it comes out that he was resting over the tuma. He made an oihel over the tuma, and he becomes tamer. V'achavush, and the one who's incarcerated, Shema lo yetze, maybe you're not going to go out. And the Bat Nur says, v'achavush. We're talking about that he is an imprisonment of the Gentiles. So although they promised to let him out, so maybe they're not going to let him out. But if he's incarcerated by the Jews, so then in that kind of a situation, for example, if they incarcerated him, they encourage him to force him to divorce a woman who is unfit for him, who's possible for him, or to fine, to pay money. So on these people, we can shecht even if there's nobody else, just for them alone. If they promised him to let him go, the Sheiris Yisrael because the remnants of Israel will not do injustice and they won't speak falsely. And if the prisoner is within Yerushalayim, even if he is incarcerated by the non-Jews, you can still shecht aleihem for the Pnatzmai himself, the Efshar the Ma'ayli the Pesach, because it's possible to bring up the Pesach lebeis Hasurim to the prison, they'll eat it over there. But by a person who is sick and older, you don't slaughter for them if by himself, maybe the sickness is going to become heavy for them, and they won't be able to eat a kezayis. Therefore, says the Bartanura, therefore, since during the time of the shechting, ruim havu, they were fit, v'nizra kadam aleihem, and the blood of the korban pesach was sprinkled on their behalf. If it did happen to be that they did become puzzled, like we said, that you know there was other people there, but we counted them in. But then it turns out they're apostle. The guy became Tomei, they didn't let him out of jail, whatever the case is. Peturim alas Pesach Sheni. They're exempt from making a Pesach Sheni because at the time that they sprinkled the blood, they were okay. For the exception, says the Mishnah, the Bartanur Chutz Min HaMevakeh Begal. with the exception of the one who is opening up the heap of rocks or earth to dig out the person, and you find a body underneath the heap, then that person needs to make us a Pesach Sheni. Because he was already tamei in the beginning, koidem shechita, before they shechted, sharei hehil al hatuma, because he was resting over the tuma, misha shehischil lefakech, from the moment he began to open up. V'hu shehoya hagal ogul. Condition, when does he have to bring the Pesach Sheni? If the heap was a circular, the vaday heil olav mitchilo. So then for sure, he made a tent over the body from the beginning. Avalim hoya hagal oruch, but if the heap was long, shema b'shas shechita, maybe at the time of the shechita, dayin lo heil ala tumah, maybe he did not rest yet over the tumah, then he's exempt from making a second Pesach. Mishneh Zayin. Ein shechtenes ha-Pesach ala yochid. You're not permitted to slaughter the Korban Pesach of somebody if there's just on one person alone. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Matir. Rabbi Yosi says you are permitted to shecht, to slaughter the Korban Pesach just for one person alone. Even a group of 100 people, and there isn't there's no one of them that can eat a kezayis, and none of these 100 people can eat a size of the olive of meat of the Korban Pesach, and Sheikh Dun Aleim, then you're not permitted to slaughter for them the Korban Pesach. But what happens that even one was counted on the Korban Pesach and he's able to eat kizayis, so then you can shech the Korban Pesach for him. Ein eisim chabura, you don't make a group for the Korban Pesach, noshim v'avodim, women with slaves together, v'avodim uktanim, and slaves with children, in one group, is also something that you don't do. Says the Bar Tanura, ein shech tunas ha-pesach b'yochid. So the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that you don't shech the Pesach for one person. Diksiv, because it says in Dvarim Tezvov, Loi suchal disboyach es ha-Pesach v'chaymer, you're not permitted to shech the Pesach, etc. Koloimar b'yochit, meaning that you can't do it as by individual. That's the meaning of that pasuk. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi is matir, he permits. Afiluch chabura sholmeyo. He says, even a group of 100 that can't eat a kezayis, you can't shecht for them. Says the Bar Tanur, Rabbi Yosi komar lo. Rabbi Yosi is the one that's saying it. Kuleimar, loy talya milsa ella b'achila. This thing only hinges on eating. Yochel v'yochel yochid v'yochel lechel kezayis shecht nolo. If he's an individual, but he can eat a kezayis, you can shecht on him. Meya, if you have 100, v'ein kol echad mehem yochel lechel kezayis, and even there's 100, but there is not one of them that can eat a kezayis, and shechtin alehim, you don't shechtin them. V'halacha k'Rabbi Yosi, the halacha makes Rabbi Yosi, and not like Rabbi Yehuda says that you don't shecht a Pesach if there's only one. Then we learned that you don't make a group, ein eisin chaburis noshim v'avodim, you don't make women and slaves. Says the Bar Tanura, lishchet Pesach, to shecht the Pesach noshim v'avodim v'chabura achas, women and slaves in one group, mishum hergel avera, because of getting them used to avera, the not a good mix, slaves and women. Also, he says not to have the slaves in the ketanim, but loy ketanim v'avodim, and also not minors with slaves, b'chabura achas in one group, mishum pritzuso, because of promiscuous behavior, the mishkav zohar, males together, abol noshim v'avodim, but groups of women and groups of slaves, kol chada ba'an penavshe, each one by themselves, oisim, that we do. Mishnah ches, oinen toivel v'oichel es pizchel erev, an oinen, that one of his seven relatives died, and this is on Erev Pesach, so he can immerse himself and eat the Korban Pesach at night time. Havaloi bekadoshim, but other karbonis he is not permitted to eat. Hashemeya al meisoi, one who heard about his dead, that one of the seven relatives that he's supposed to mourn on, that he died, v'amalaket le'atzomis, or they were collecting the bones from his father and his mother, toivil v'oichel bekochim. So then he immerses himself and he eats kochim at the night time. Gersh and his gayer be'erev Pesach, a convert who converted on erev Pesach, Beshamai say, Toivel v'oichel es pischel erev, he immerses himself and eats the korban Pesach at night time. Vesilil emrim, and Vesilil say, Kepedesh min hakever, it's similar that you have separated yourself from the grave, and you have to sprinkle on him the water of the Por Aduma on the third day after his circumcision, and on the seventh day after his circumcision. Bartanura. So Einen Teivel v'Eichel Pischei L'Erev. The Einen immerses himself and he eats Pesel Erev in the evening. The Ein Aninus min HaTorah El Vayom. For the Aninus that is instructed by the Torah is only during daytime. Shinemar, it says in Vayikra Yud, V'achalti Chatos Hayom, that I eat to the Chatos today. Yom Osur Laila Mutar, it's the day Hayom that it's Osur, but the night is Mutar. Otvila boi, and immersion he does need, mitoich, shenasar ad achshav bekochim, since he has been prohibited till now bekochim. Hatzrachu rabbanan tefila, the chachamim required him to immerse himself. Aval le'ochil einen bishar kochim la'erev, but the einen should not eat other kochim in the evening. Danilus laila osur midrabbanan, because the Einan for the night time, that is prohibited from the sages, they did say Einan applies night to. L'gabi Pesach lo yimidiyu devreim mokum kodesh, but with regards to Pesach, so he shouldn't be able to eat the Pesach, so the Chacham did not place the words in a place where the person's penalty is kodesh, and therefore they said that despite the fact that Rabban is an Einan, he can eat the Korban Pesach, but not other kochim. Aval achil l'shar kochim, but eating other kochim, esab almohu, it's just a positive mitzvah, because the pasuk says v'ochlu oisum asher kupa b'hem, they should eat them, that should be atoned for in Shmoyis Chavtes, and therefore regular esed the chachamim did not allow him because there's an einan mashenkin here where there is kodes. Hashemei al meisei, one who hears about somebody who died, one of his relatives, says the Bar Tanura, Yom Shmua have Einan de Rabbanan. If you, the day that you hear the news about the person died, you become an Einan of the Rabbanan. And also one who they collected the bones of his father and his mother. We say Meid Kotten is Abaleim Kol Oisa Hayom, that he mourns for them all that day. But Ule Erev Ein Mis Abaleim. But on the evening, he doesn't mourn for them. So therefore, we say that Toivel v'Oichel b'Kadoshim l'Erev, the Mishnah says, that he can immerse and he can eat the Kachim in the evening. Says the Bar Tanura, Dafilu Yom Gufay, because in these cases, where he is just hearing about the mace, and when he's collecting, somebody's collecting the bones, so even the day itself, Midrabonenu, is Midrabonenu, so therefore he can eat all Kachim, not only the Korban Pesach in the evening. So what happens with a ger that becomes converted of Pesach? So Bishami says he should immerse himself and eat the Pesach in the evening. But Bishilil says that one who poydish min ha'orla, one who separates himself from being stuffed, in other words, he converts himself by and he does the mila, the bris mila, is kepoydish min ha'kever. Says the Bar Tanura, is like separating from the grave. He needs to have the sprinkling of the Por Aduma on the third and on the seventh day. Says the Bar Tanura, the disagreement from Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is only Elo in a case with Ba'oril Evet Kechavim, a non-Jewish uncircumcised person, Shamol B'yam Yudalit, who's circumcised on the 14th. Basilil Sabri, they still hold Gzeira Shemo Yitma L'shon Haba, that next year he may become Tamei. V'yemer Nisei Eshtaket Loit Teharti Mikol Tuma. Last year I did not clean myself from any impurities. Ad Yom Erev Pesach, until the day of Erev Pesach, Shetavalti, that I immersed myself. V'achalti, and then I eat. Hashta Nami, now to Etvel, I immerse myself. V'aichel, and now I'm going to eat. V'lo Yoda, and he won't know the Yishtakad Akum Hava, that last year he was non-Jewish. V'lo Mekabel Tuma, and he did not get, he didn't receive Tuma. Achshav Yisrael Hu, but now he's a Yid, Mekabel Tuma, and he receives Tuma. V'shamei Sabri Lo Gazrin, V'shamei holds we do not decree. Avol Oril Yisrael, but a Oril, a non-circumcised Jew, Kigoyin. For example, Shemes Ochir Machmas Milo, that his brother died because of circumcision, so they were afraid to circumcise him. Divrei Hakel, according to all opinions, Toivol, he can immerse, V'eichel Pischa La'erev, and he can eat his Korban Pesach in the evening. V'loi Gazrinon, Oril Yisrael, Otol Oril Ev Kichob. We do not make a Gezerah, a decree, that a non-circumcised Jew, if you're going to allow them to eat just by immersing, you're going to also allow a goy. We don't decree that, and he can immerse and eat the Korban Pesach and eat the kachim.